I'm Bill Thales. I ranch with my family alongside the Crystal River just outside of Carbondale, Colorado.
In 2019, Carbondale rancher Bill Thales joined other locals in Washington, D.C., lobbying Colorado lawmakers to protect the Thompson Divide, more than 200,000 acres of near-pristine, mid-elevation wildland south of Carbondale. Today, almost 2 years later, he's still waiting for permanent protection of the place he and other local ranchers graze their cattle. He got involved with protecting the Thompson Divide about 12 years ago.
When we first learned that the Bush administration had leased a lot of the Forest Service ground that's right in the heart of the North Thompson grazing permits, they'd leased those for oil and gas development. And we were really worried about how that would affect the ranches in this valley being able to continue.
Thales has worked shoulder to shoulder with hunters, anglers, recreationists, and conservation groups to protect the area.
A lot of people worked really hard on it, and the entire community came together, united more than any other issue I've ever seen, to help fight to protect the Thompson Divide.
Protecting the Thompson Divide is a key component of the Colorado Outdoor Recreation Economy, or CORE Act. The area is already somewhat protected from new gas leases by a 2015 U.S. Forest Service administrative decision, but that's only good for 20 years. The CORE Act would make it permanent. Will Rausch, executive director of Wilderness Workshop, a Carbondale-based public lands watchdog group, explains.
An act of Congress is a permanent legislated mineral withdrawal, which gives the community far more certainty, and it ensures that in 10, 20 years down the road, they don't have to have this fight again.
The CORE Act is an aggregate, really, of four bills that protect various parts of the state. The San Juan Mountains Wilderness Act, the Curraconte National Recreation Area Boundary Establishment Act, and the Continental Divide Recreation Wilderness and Camp Hale Legacy Act, which Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry has been working on for years.
We're really excited about that Camp Hale piece because it's a brand new, National Historic Landscape, hasn't been done before, and the whole idea of Camp Hale with the ski industry and the history of the 10th Mountain Division is such an integral part of our economy and our heritage.
Motorized recreationists have voiced opposition to the CORE Act, stating that it locks up areas that are now open to vehicles. In fact, the bill creates only 73,000 acres of new wilderness areas. 80,000 acres are new recreation and conservation management areas that preserve existing uses. Chandler Henry says the act is the culmination of years of work.
It's been frustrating because there is so much local support. It's been vetted for decades. There's been so much on the ground work with mountain bike groups, snowmobile groups, hunters, anglers, environmentalists, wildlife people. The Thompson Divide Coalition worked so hard with the oil and gas industry, with commissioners. I mean, Garfield County commissioners are on record supporting the bill. So we really feel like it's ready to move forward.
So if it's all ready to go, why has it been so difficult for this bill to pass? Senator Michael Bennett told KDNK in September 2020 that one way to pass the bill would be to elect then-candidate John Hickenlooper to the Senate, suggesting that Bennett's Republican counterpart Cory Gardner stood in the way. Chandler Henry says Gardner was not a fan of the CORE Act.
He always said he would not oppose the CORE Act, but he also was not willing, for whatever reason, to advance it in the Senate.
Democrat John Hickenlooper unseated Gardner in November and has voiced support of the CORE Act. Chandler Henry says the bill still has regional support and is needed now more than ever. Rancher Bill Thales says that working with all the different stakeholders has been fun.
But it would be so nice to move on to some other projects and to have this protection for this area that's so critical not only to this valley but to Colorado.
The Biden administration recently suspended new oil and gas leasing on all federal lands. Democrats control the U.S. House and Senate, which could put the CORE Act in the right place at the right time. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.